Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. L'ilei Neshmas Abi Moria Rav Hillel ben Meir Chil Mechel Zichrono Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. And learning in the shul this week, graciously sponsored L'ilei Neshmas Arthur Rosen Zichrono Lebracha. Today we are in Sefer Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Chaf Hei. And the defense and the security of the Jewish nation becomes a primary concern. And in this regard, the Paitan, the David HaMelech here emphasizes that the true fortification of a nation is not internal. The true fortification of a nation is the fact that we put our trust in Hashem. Shir HaMalos, we say, HaBotchim K'Bashem K'Har Tzion Lo Yimot Yolam Yishev. Shir HaMalos, a song of ascent, those who trust in Hashem are like Har Tzion. What does he mean by that? Tzion always refers to Har Tzion, which is a title for Har HaMoriah, right? It's the Hashem's spirit never leaves Har Tzion. It never leaves those who put trust in Hashem. And so therefore, if you put your trust, that doesn't falter, and it stays forever. The Sforno explains that the people who are sent into Galus are destined to return to Yerushalayim are those people who trust in Hashem. Their faith makes them oblivious to the danger around them. And that will happen. The ultimate danger occurs when Gog and Magog besiege Yerushalayim and try to destroy it. Despite the danger, Tzion will triumph. Yerushalayim harim saviv la, Hashem saviv li'amo me'atav yad olam. Yerushalayim is surrounded by hillsides, right? Yerushalayim, even without the man-made walls, it seems to be a stronghold. And the truth is, that's not where the energy and safety of Yerushalayim comes. It comes to Hashem Saviv Li'amo. Hashem enwraps his nation from ever and ever. Hashem always protected the Jewish people. And at that time of the Geula, he will enwrap us forever, despite the threat of Gog and Magog. The rod of Resha, of wickedness, shouldn't be on the head of the Tzadikim. The city of Yerushalayim is the goral of the Tzadikim. That's where Tzadikim are going to settle. And the enemies are going to try to give to take our city away from us, but they're going to fail in the future. The reason why the rod of wickedness doesn't rest there is so that the Tzadikim should not stretch their hands into evil. Hashem is going to chase away all the wicked nations from the land of Israel, so they won't live near the Tzaddikim. Otherwise, they might have an evil influence upon us. When the Jews left Mitzrayim, they went into Canaan, but they had to get rid of all the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And fortunately, we weren't so successful. But Imos HaMashiach, Hashem will get rid of the Goyim from Eretz Yisrael, even before we come back, so that we'll have absolutely no contact with any corrupting influence, so suggests the Radak. Hitiva Hashem Latovim v'li Yisharim v'li Bosam. Hashem has done good to good people. And so therefore, it's important for us to live that way. And to the upright people in their hearts, we're so sincere that once we decide we're going to do something, Hashem should consider the intent in the heart to be the machshava tova, to be considered ke maisa, v'amatima kalkalo sam. But those who turn in bent over ways, unscrupulous and dishonest ways, yolichem Hashem espolei aben. Right, Hashem will lead them with the workers who try to do rishus. They do iniquity. But in the end, Shalom al Yisrael, when the wicked, corrupt element is taken away from Am Yisrael, there's no one who's going to destroy the internal harmony of the nation, and that will be something that will be amazing for all of us to achieve. Halavai, we should get there soon. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.